Well, good morning, everybody. It's Andrew Langer in for Steve Gruber. And hey, it's time to upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins. No more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills. Not with Healthy Cell's advanced formula that absorbs 165% of vitamin pills. And it tastes great. Check out all of our American-made vitamin blends to find out which one is best for you. And save 20% by using the promo code Gruber. HealthyCell.com and the promo code Gruber to save 20%, HealthyCell.com. Well, welcome back. I want to bring on our guest. His name is Lance LaRusso. He's founder of the Blue Line Lawyer Institute, the 2021 National Fraternal Order of the Police Attorney of the Year, author of the books When Cops Kill and Blue News, and he's a former law enforcement officer himself. We're not talking about Audrey Hale here. Lance, listen, I appreciate you joining us this morning. You know, we're lots of talk right now about crime generally, and you know, the left has been talking for a number of years now about abolishing the police. We're seeing, especially in our inner cities, this rise in crime. Has the left succeeded in abolishing the police?
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Fortunately, no. And I would say that there are a bunch of parents who are going through a lot right now in Nashville, and there is a community that's healing. And right now, they are praying and thanking God that their department was not defunded.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happens. The defund the police movement is the fastest conceived, implemented, and failed social policy in United States history.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I'm bringing on my buddy Jerry Rogers in a little bit. He's the editor of Real Clear Policy. And, you know, we talk about sort of this issue of stuff can happen gradually, and then it happens very, very quickly. It accelerates markedly. And certainly that was the case with this abolish the police movement. I would also say that, you know, in terms of what's going on with parents in schools and school policies, not that this is your area of expertise, but you know, What did the left think was going to happen when they started down this road? I mean, they thought that somehow criminals were no longer going to be criminals if we abolished police departments.
Well, it's interesting. And in my book, Blue News, which all the profits from Blue News and When Cops Kill go to law enforcement charities, to date we've donated about $40,000. I talk about the psychology of this and basically what people are looking for. Sometimes when you hear things like this, people are just looking for sound bites.
Yes.
And I believe that some of the people who were talking about defund the police were doing so because they were trying to get elected, they were trying to stir up a base, and they were trying to raise money for their campaigns. But there is a segment, the defund the police movement or abolish the police movement actually started just after the turn of the century, and it was quashed very quickly. But then when we look at the philosophy behind it, to the extent that there is any valid philosophy behind it, it starts with a belief that people are innately good. Bad guys will not prey on other people. Criminals will not prey on the weak. And if we just get law enforcement out of the way, our society will be safe. It's nonsense. It's utopian. It's been disproven over and over and over again. And it is dangerous to do that. And then people have cloaked it in, well, we're not trying to abolish the police. We're trying to divert funding to something
right.
else. Well, they could have done that 30 years ago. The reason law enforcement officers are answering mental health calls is because no one else will do it.
Right. Right. It's interesting. There's a phrase my father uses that I like to quote. There are many roads to utopia. All, however, must traverse the surface of the earth. We're talking with Lance LaRusso. He's the founder of the Blue Line Lawyer Institute. Let me ask you this, because this is something I did radio in Baltimore for many, many years. And one of the things that I used to talk about was the law enforcement gap, right? If you have a gap between the number of law enforcement officers you have and the number of law enforcement officers you need, that has a serious impact, not just on the general ability to cover an area, but also on the law enforcement officers themselves, as they are strained, you know, as they have to put in more hours of overtime. Talk about how that impacts law enforcement officers, this gap between the number of what we have and what we need.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is tell you to pat yourself on the back, because that's a very astute observation.
Thank
that
you.
It obviously indicates that you have done your research. But the gap is not only getting worse –
Oh, yeah.
It's getting compounded by two factors. Number one, that we are letting really dangerous people out of prison. Now, some of that was COVID, and then some of it is just some of these policies that have popped up. And then second, the acuity of crimes that are occurring has increased. Yeah. So now you have officers who are responding in multiples to calls of extreme danger, and that leaves other areas exposed. And the, one of the issues when we talk about the defund the police movement, we talk about that gap, you talk about retirements, the people that are disadvantaged by the lack of a police presence, even the presence, are people in poor neighborhoods.
Right.
And the people that are struggling to get by. And, you know, when I was a street cop, I would sit on the bus stop area in apartment complexes that were completely poor. And I would do that not so I could stop people who didn't have valid tags. I did that because I didn't want people selling drugs to kids when they were waiting on the bus.
Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, listen, you gotta do these things. So how do we turn the corner? I mean, it's not just about money, but it also, we have spent a lot of time and energy denigrating police officers. It's a wonder that anyone wants to go into law enforcement. How do we turn that corner?
Well, one of the first things all of your listeners can do is go find somebody in uniform today and thank them. You have no idea what day they're having, and you have no idea what it means when a stranger comes up to you and says, thank you for being here, thank you for what you're doing, and they need to hear that. The second is your agency near your house and your business cannot rely on one or two people to recruit from that department the next generation of law enforcement.
Right.
They need the community's help. Go find the best and the brightest and encourage them to get involved. And if you're worried about the dangers, if you're worried about your relative going into law enforcement, then go speak out, write editorials, and go tell your elected officials you need to make the streets safer for us and our law enforcement.
There you go. How do folks find out more about the Blue Line Lawyer Institute, Lance?
They can go to bluelinelawyer.com. They can also get our books on Amazon and also at lancelarussobooks.com. And if they are interested in understanding what cops are actually like, my first novel, Hunting of Men, is available. If you want to read about the alcoholic homicide detective, this is not your book. If you want to know how cops actually solve crimes, this is a good book I think you'll like, huntingofmen.com.
Huntingofmen.com. Listen, I'm looking for something to read, so I may go and pull that up, Lance. Thank you.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.